Morning Watch, the intrinsic and organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 5, the intrinsic factor of the winds of teaching for their evil purpose. Tuesday, related verses. Titus 2, verse 1. But you speak the things which are fitting to the healthy teaching. Titus 2, verses 7 and 8. Concerning all things, presenting yourself as a pattern of good works, in your teaching showing incorruption, gravity, healthy speech that cannot be condemned, that he who opposes may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. 2 Timothy 1, verses 13 and 14. Hold a pattern of the healthy words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Ephesians 3, verses 9 to 11. And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord. Suggested reading. The healthy teaching is always according to the truth of the faith. It is the content of the apostles' teaching, the content of God's New Testament economy. It not only ministers the life supply to the believers and heals the spiritual diseases, but in so doing also brings the church into a sound condition with a good order. Hence, it is very much stressed in these three books, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, books dealing with the disorder and decline of the church. In Titus 2, verse 1, Paul charged Titus not to deviate from the healthy teaching, from the apostles' teaching. We should be reminded to speak the things which are fitting to healthy teaching. The word healthy points to that which is hygienic, and which can both inoculate others against spiritual poison and also supply them with life. Our teachings should not merely pass on knowledge to others, but should supply them with life. Often, when I have been tempted to speak about a certain subject, I was stopped. I had the sense that there was not much of the hygienic element in what I planned to say. We need to remind ourselves and be reminded by the Spirit to give forth healthy teaching. Healthy teachings do not provoke debates or arguments. If we give adequate attention to feeding on the Lord, we shall not care to argue. A dining table is not a place for debate or argument. It is a place for feasting and nourishment. We all need to learn how to put healthy dishes on the dining table to feed the saints. We take only the apostles' teaching as the healthy words of the Lord Jesus. 1 Timothy 1 speaks of the teaching concerning God's economy. And chapter 6 speaks of the healthy words of the Lord Jesus. All the teachings of the apostles are for God's economy, and these teachings are the healthy words of the Lord Jesus. The apostles learned these words from the Lord and followed the Lord to teach the same thing that he did. In Ephesians 3, verse 8, Paul speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. And in verse 9, he speaks of God's eternal economy. We must preach and teach these two items. When Paul told Timothy to charge certain ones not to teach differently, he was referring to the teaching of myths, unending genealogies, and the law. If we teach anything that has never been taught by the Lord Jesus or the apostles, we are teaching something other than God's economy. Something outside the apostles' teaching. A teaching other than the apostles' teaching will issue in division. The apostles' teaching is the teaching concerning Christ's person and redemptive work. It is also the teaching concerning God's economy and faith. God's economy is not to have a mission field for preaching the gospel, or to have a Bible school to teach the truths. God's economy is to dispense, or impart, the triune God into his chosen and redeemed people to be their life and everything, that they might be regenerated and transformed into the proper material for the building up of the body of Christ, so that God may have a corporate expression on the earth in many localities in this age, with a view to the building up of the coming New Jerusalem for his eternal expression. If we limit ourselves to the apostles' teaching, the teaching concerning God's economy, we will be kept in oneness and will have one way for one goal.